Investigations ready to download at bbcworldservice.com. Just click Documentaries for our highlights or to explore the archive.
This is the BBC in Naples.
Tel Aviv.
Perth. Accra.
Wherever you are, you're with the BBC.
It's 17 hours GMT.
Welcome. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show 901 here at 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your radio host, Jack Velvet, broadcasting live from the Jungle Room. My apologies for the late start, but it seems that I got out of bed an hour late today. Not quite sure what happened, but it could have had something to do with the alignment of the sun and moon or other, cosmic interference. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be on till 10 a.m. You can always catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. As well, check out the links to my new blog. The link is at the top of the right side of the main page on jackvelvet.net. Stay tuned, folks. Music. We'll be right back. And we are back at 101.9 FM CITR. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show, 9:19 in the AM. You just heard music there from Fidgetal off their album Departure. The track was called We Lost the Signal. Before that, we heard some Chris Joss off there, his latest album, Terraphonic Overdubs. Count the Daisies, the name of that track. And we heard some Thunderball in there, the mysterious Mr. Sandobar. And at the top of the show, Ennio Morricone did The Good, the Bad, the Ugly off the Best of Ennio Morricone. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10, though we got a slightly late start this week. So my apologies for that. Should be on time next week, but you never know. Could be some kind of freak power outage or something. Could affect the alarm clock. You just never know, folks. Though it is battery powered. Makes you wonder. Anyways, news here from Ybor City, Florida. A Florida church issued a challenge for its married members on Sunday. He wants them to have sex every day. Relevant Church, this is the name of the church, the Relevant Church. Relevant Church head pastor Paul Worth said the 50% divorce rate was the catalyst for the 30-day sex challenge. So, folks, you know, you can do them proud, have sex every day for the next month, and see if it actually improves your relationship. And, of course, Cuban revolutionary icon Fidel Castro announced on Tuesday he was stepping aside, ending 5 decades of ironclad rule marked by his brash defiance of the United States. Citing poor health, Fidel Castro, 81, said he would not retain the presidency when the National Assembly meets later this week in a message published by the online version, didn't know they had an online version, of the Cuban Communist Party newspaper, Granma. Isn't that nice? They call it Granma. I will neither aspire to nor will I accept the position of Presidente of the Council of State and Commander-in-Chief, Castro wrote almost 19 months after undergoing intestinal surgery and handing power temporarily to his little brother, Raul Castro, who is now, of course, the man in charge. Raul. Now, you know, they always, you know, they cried for Fidel for years, you know. Fidel. Are they going to do the same for Raul? Something tells me no. He's not quite so charismatic, as it were, than the brother, but apparently a bit more practical, they say. Anyways, folks, so spring's eternal, so hopefully they can get it together down in Cuba. And right now we're going to go back to some music as well. Catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Right now, music from Mars Mobile.
I am now a holy man. I think of women only as the mothers of our children. They are a sanctuary for the reproductive organs, a temple to house the miracle of procreation. Do you have a dollar?
Advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Thank you.
9:31 in the a.m. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show here at 101.9 FM CITR. That was music from the Twilight Circus Dub Sound System off their album The Essential Collection. The track was called Sir Dub. Mexican Institute of Sound off their album Piñata did Escribeme Pronto, and Mars Mobile did Je Suis Lash. I think it means I'm lame. Something like that. Lâche. Something like lame or lazy in French. Something like that. Je suis lâche. If somebody wants to call in with the exact translation of the word lâche, that would be excellent. 822-2487 as well, if you have any requests. And you can reach us by email at dj@jackvelvet.net. That's it for music right there. We've got news from the political world. Barack Obama added Wisconsin and Hawaii to a primary season winning streak that now totals 10 and has put Hillary Rodham Clinton into a virtual must-win scenario in the Democratic contest coming early next month in Texas and Ohio. The former First Lady now looks to a debate Thursday in Austin, Texas, to stall Obama's momentum and reinvigorate her campaign. So there you go, Barack, baby, getting in the lead, well into the lead. And I think, quite frankly, he's going to kick her flabby white ass. That's what's going to happen. But that's just my opinion. But I think it's what's going to happen because it's just, you know, it's a much more exciting candidate, I think, than Hillary Clinton. But, you know, in addition to my opinion, that's also appears to be the opinion of a growing number of voters in the U.S. So there you go. Congratulations to Barack, baby. And John McCain, of course, is going to be the Republican nominee. That's pretty much a sure thing. So we'll have to keep watching this show, this big political show in the U.S. News here from Poland. Polish street racers have apparently been given the green light to speed through city streets by the police. Parts of the country's second city, Łódź, have been cordoned off at night for testosterone-fueled youngsters to drive at hair-raising speeds. The move by police in Łódź is a bid to keep youths from speeding at night throughout the city. They hope that encouraging them to race and show off their cars in a controlled zone where they can travel as fast as they like will cut down on accidents in the rest of the city. And who knows, maybe that's what Vancouver needs here, a street racer free zone, you know, where they're free to go, not where you're safe from them, but free zone for the street racers. There you go, folks. Stay tuned. More music coming up. Right now we have something off an interesting album here, Cinematic, classic film music remixed. Comes to us on the 6 Degrees record label. And we're going to hear Fellini's Roma. This is the Bent remix. Stay tuned, folks. Lots more coming your way as well. Catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. And check out the links there to the new blog. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We're back at 101.9 FM CITR. That was music from the Surf Dusters off their album Rain Coast Rumble. The track was called Cattle Drive. We heard the Aqua Velvets did Guitar Noir. And we heard Bent did the Bent remix of Fellini's Roma off the Cinematic album, which is a classic film music remixed on the Six Degrees label. Stay tuned, folks. Lots more music coming your way. News here, a pot-bellied pig that paints pictures has become a hit for his canvases of abstract expressionism. Smithfield is the name of the pig. Smithfield's proud owner, Fran Martin, sells them for $16 over the internet. A 10-year-old Smithfield who holds the paintbrush in his mouth has now become a celebrity across America. He trots out at charity events and has even appeared on the Oprah Winfrey TV show. So congratulations to the pig. And a Palestinian woman claims that she is 120 years old, which would make her the oldest person in the world. The book, Guinness Book of World Records, recently bought by our own Jimmy Pattison, lists 114-year-old Edna Parker of Shelbyville, Indiana, as holding the title of oldest person. But Mariam Amash, who lives in the predominantly Arab town of Jizr Jarka in Israel, views her rival as a relative youngster. "Yes, I am the oldest person in the world," she says. "I eat, I drink, and I take showers. I hope to keep going for another 10 years." So congratulations to Ms. Amash, who lives in the Arab town of Jizr Jarka in Israel, because she may, in fact, be the oldest person in the world. Stay tuned, folks. More music coming your way as well. Coming up at 10 a.m., the Pop Rocks show. Right now, going back to some music. These are the Wedgwoods from Winnipeg off the Desmond Dekker tribute album.
What's wrong with you, Lord?
And we're back. Those were the Wedgwoods off the Desmond Dekker tribute album, Unity, a tribute to Desmond Dekker, the king of ska, limited edition version. 13 tracks from North America's finest. This comes to us on the Bacteria Buffet Records. Watch out for the old Bacteria Buffet. It doesn't sound too tasty to me, but what the heck are you going to do, folks? You've been listening to the Suburban Jungle Show Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 here at 101.9 FM. Coming up next, we have the Pop Rocks Show with Allison, and news here from New York City. NBC News said on Tuesday that it has reprimanded the employee responsible for mistakenly flashing a picture of Osama bin Laden on MSNBC as Chris Matthews talked about Barack Obama. This mistake was inexcusable, MSNBC spokesman Jeremy Gaines said. And, you know, this has happened a couple of times where they'll put up a picture of Osama bin Laden behind Barack Obama. And, you know, then they pretend it's a mistake. It's kind of funny. But nonetheless, that notwithstanding, Barack is moving into the lead for the Democratic nomination and pushing Hillary and her pantsuit out of the way. So there you go. It'll be a big brawl to the end. But my money's on Barack. I think he's going to win it. It's a certainty, just about. News here from Brockton, Massachusetts. A clerk magistrate is considering whether singer Bobby Brown should be charged after police said they found cocaine in his possession 2 months ago. Brown was at Brockton District Court on Tuesday for a closed-door hearing to determine if he should face any charges related to what defense lawyer Jeremy Jeffrey Denner describes as, quote, very small amounts of cocaine residue. There you have it, folks. Bobby Brown back in the news. Stay tuned. Pop Rock Show coming up next. Going to leave you here. We've got some music for you from the Hotel Coast Volume 8. And this is by a band called Jacko. The track is called Devil Train. Thanks for listening, folks. Back again next week.
Take with me the cooking train. Take with me the cooking train. Hey, baby.
Come on.
Take this line.
Come on.
Take this line. Take this line. Take this line.
Oh.
Take with me the cocaine train.
You make a hole in my brain.
Take with me the cocaine train, hey baby.
Oh, wanna be a track.
Take this line. Take this line. Take this line.
Oh.
Take this line.
Oh.
Yo.
Take with me the cooking train. Get your ticket to the cooking train, baby. Cocaine train.
You make a hole in my brain.
You take with me the cocaine train.
A hole in my brain.
Hey guys,
come on.
Take this line.
Come on.
Take this line. Take this line. Take this line.
Oh.
100 days, 100 nights, and no